Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I'm looking here, and it was shocking news today that we heard that the 23-year-old Yosef Pelini, the man who you may remember received a double life sentence for the horrific murders of two gay men, Aidan Moffat and Michael Snee. He has made an official complaint, a formal complaint, to An Garda Síochána about the attack on him in prison. And, yeah, you heard that correctly. The man who moved to Ireland from Iraq as a six-year-old basically gave officers a detailed account of what happened and helped identify the culprits. For months, he had been detained in isolation in a cell on his own and was not allowed to mix with other prisoners for his own safety since his conviction last October. Is it any wonder, really, is it? Because I'm sure he wasn't a very popular prisoner. Now, kind of this had us talking today, myself and Jane and a few of the guys in the office. And I want to know what you think when it comes to the worst of the worst criminals. And let's be clear about it. There isn't even an exception, to be honest with you. This is the worst, isn't it, really? You know what I mean? I mean, the likes of the Scissor Sisters who cut somebody up that time. Do you remember that horrific case? I mean, this guy, I'm not going to go into the details of it out of respect for the families of the victims, but you're well aware of what he did to the victims in this case, to Aidan Moffat and Michael Snee, and what he did to them. It was horrific. It was the most horrific murder. I suppose, do you care about how they're treated in prison? Do we need to keep an eye on this kind of behaviour coming from other prisoners? I mean, let's not forget that people who carried out an attack on Pelini are no shrinking violets themselves. So do we let these men run wild on someone like Pelini? I mean, what happens when they're released? Do they take justice into their own hands in the real world as well? I mean, look, it's a complicated question and quite an emotional one, and I understand that. I mean, what happened to those Sligo men is just unthinkable. It really is. And we've heard from their community, that it's never been the same again. And it's just unimaginable horror. But what do you think? Should we care how dangerous criminals are treated in prison? You know, and now I'm talking about the worst of the worst. Do you have rights? Do you lose all your rights? Or do you only lose the right to liberty, which is your freedom? When you go to jail for a serious crime, now I'm not talking about, burglary, theft, all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about murder. And I'm talking about a callous murder. And I'm talking about rape or something serious, paedophilia, whatever it is. Something the worst crimes you can think of. Do you have any rights whatsoever? Do you actually care how they're treated? In other countries, they wouldn't care less. They'd allow them to beat them up. People die in prison in other countries all the time. Ireland is a bit more civilised. We're more civilised in the Western world in how we deal with prisoners. But do you believe prisoners of these particular types of crimes should have any right to complain about how they're treated? And somebody even made a complaint in relation to this, by the way, was talking to us and saying the very idea that you would put somebody in isolation. Now, he was put in isolation for his own safety, apart from anything else. But my answer was, I don't care if he's isolated for the rest of his life. I couldn't care less. If I was a member of the families of those victims, I would want to know that he's suffering. I really would. And that's just the emotional part of me. I would want to know that his life is miserable. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. But there is an argument that we have a duty and a responsibility to be humane in the way we treat people. Even if they are prisoners, there is an argument there that we should treat prisoners with a level of respect. Okay, I want to just go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall? How are you?
Sean, do you care?
Yeah. I don't, Niall. I don't. I really don't. And that guy, oh my Jesus Christ. I remember it well, and I remember what he done, and I couldn't care less if he was killed in prison, not to be honest with you, because that's exactly what he would have been, what he would have deserved,
But you mightn't care that he's killed in prison, but society should care, shouldn't we? Because we're meant to be...
We shouldn't, really, because we can do without the likes of that scum, you know.
No, well, no, there's no doubt he's anybody, scum. Yeah, he is scum.
Yeah, but if anybody goes out in Ireland and kills people and rapes people, there should be a different tier for them, literally. You know, they should be in the hole 24/7, 7 days. They shouldn't be left, you know, around the normal prison population, as you said, whatever anybody's in for, you know, whether it be this or that, the other minor crimes. These guys should have their own landing, and they should be literally locked up 24/7, 7 days. I know that's not going to happen. I know there's Amnesty International and all the other idiots out here. Oh, they have rights and they have this, and they're humans at the end of the day. They lost their humanity, as far as I'm concerned, when they took someone else's life and when they raped somebody else. So these people should be treated exactly the same, you know. If I had my way, I would love to bring in, you know, the death sentence here in Ireland for the likes of this kind of carry on, you know. If you take
But if you're allowing, you know, here's the point, right? If you are allowing prisoners to beat up a prisoner who's a sex offender, for example, and it's quite famous for sex offenders to get beaten up in jail, particularly if they've raped a child or I'm like you, Sean. I've no sympathy. If you've raped a 7-year old child and you go to jail, I really don't care what happens to you, right? But here's the thing. If you're allowing Johnny, Marco, Paddy to beat up the sex offender in jail, those lads are coming out of prison at some stage. So they're still violent people. Do you know what I mean? And we're teaching them, by allowing them to do it with no repercussions, that violence is okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I making any sense to you?
Look, it is where it is. You know, as far as I'm concerned, like, you know, I get your point, Lauren. I really do. You know, but the fact of the matter is that I just stand by my grounds here, and I know they're tough grounds, but, you know, they deserve what they get, Niall. They deserve what they get. I'm being honest. You know, anybody that commits a horrific crime like that should literally, I couldn't care less if they were killed tonight. I couldn't, honestly.
Yeah, well, I know you won't be shedding a tear. Yeah, I know, I understand. And I don't think anybody
would. Well, sure. I'd be glad if I heard he was dead in the morning. I really would, because I'm sure his family and I'm sure his friends would be, you know, all rejoicing.
What worries me with somebody as dangerous as him is at some point he's getting out of jail.
Yeah, but that's the fact. He's 2 life sentences. So, you know, with a bit of luck there, you know, somebody will get him, you know. I always pray that kind of stuff on people, Niall, when they commit crimes like this. I always hope that somebody will get him eventually in prison before, you know, even, you know, if they're in their time and they're a bit more relaxed than this, that, the other, you know, or they kill themselves even, you know, and I would sound harsh, but yeah, that's the way I feel about it.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Robbie, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Good. Robbie, you know, what is prison for, so? I mean, we're talking about hardened criminals, right? What is prison for? Is it about rehabilitation or retribution or what's it, revenge? What's prison for?
Look, I think it's like there's an element of what Steve said there as well, that that I'd agree with. I think if you're going to commit a crime like murder, rape, whatever, yeah, you're going to prison. And yeah, look, as what Sean said, like if some fella's going to get you, is going to knife you in there, he's going to knife you, and I'm sure no one is going to shed a tear for it. But I do think if they're going to prison, they should be a separate wing for them. They don't have the same privileges that what the other prisoners should have. And it's not about being inhumane to them, but they shouldn't have the same royalty as what
the rights.
A person in there for not paying a TV fine should have. They should have no TV. They should have no luxuries to go to a tuck shop to buy stuff. They should have extended, I suppose, lockdown hours in their prison. Do you know, they should be made, I suppose, suffer in that way. But when they're walking into prison, and there's enough documentaries and programs being out there that there's fellas in there with PlayStations and Xboxes and whatnot in their cells, but like they should be far away from that. They should have nothing but the 4 walls, and that's it. And that's for their whole time in there. They shouldn't have the same lifestyle of prison to what other prisoners have. Not when you commit crimes like that. There's no way in hell. There's still a level of, yes, we have to give them counselling and rehabilitation and all that, and that's just...
Can you really... I'm going to agree with Sean here. Robbie, there are individuals there's individuals who could never be rehabilitated. This guy...
No, I'm not saying there is, but this is what happens when this is what happens when they go to jail. They have to get all these counsellors and they have to go through all these courses, and it's a tick box thing more than that, Nelson.
That's okay for a normal prisoner.
It is, 100% it is.
Committed, a crime that they, you know, I get you what you're saying, you know, they committed a crime, they robbed the car or they robbed the business or, you know, yes, they may have a choice of rehabilitation, but anybody goes out and does what this fella does, they deserve to be hung, literally, you know.
I agree with you. And look, unfortunately, the as you said there, you'd love the death sentence we brought back in. I don't think anyone would disagree with you there.
Some people would. By the way, there are people out there who disagree, and there are people out there who would say, even for a fella like this, they wouldn't agree with the death penalty. People from Amnesty and et cetera, et cetera. They don't agree with the death penalty.
Yeah.
Of course. I know that.
I personally believe we need to change the justice system, because I think the likes of this individual should be locked up for the rest of his natural life.
Yeah.
I don't care what it costs.
100%. Absolutely. And even at that level. You know, see this nonsense here in Ireland when you kill somebody, you know, and the manslaughter carry on, and you know, then they go with the mental health issues and what have you. Know. Mm-hmm. This is all.
Well, no, I disagree with the Irish method of not guilty by reason of insanity. In other countries, it's guilty by reason of insanity. This idea of not guilty is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't buy into, Your Honour, he was on drugs at the time. I couldn't care less.
Definitely not.
Where the flaw is there is that any fella, and like if you're reading the newspapers or watching the news and you see someone's up there and they're for murder or whatever, and then, but they're getting psychiatric reports, that's the first thing anybody is going to say. Listen, George, I was mad. Sorry about that.
I was off my head on coke at the time, yeah.
He's about bringing milk and he didn't get an easy life. Of course.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden instead of 20 years, you're going to get 10 years before it gets to court. Mm-hmm. After being 2.5 years on remand, and then all of a sudden all you're going to do is probably 4 years inside there because they're overcrowded. So you're after killing someone and you're out probably six and a half years.
Oh yeah, I know. That's the scale. I don't believe when it comes to murder, I don't believe there should be any mitigating circumstances. If you kill somebody, there should be a set sentence and that should be it.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's obviously a separation between manslaughter and murder. They have to be two separate situations because they are two separate things.
Well, I get what you're saying, Noel. Like manslaughter, you know, a bus driver could kill somebody.
No. I mean, let's say two lads come out of a nightclub. I never give you an example. Two lads come out of a nightclub and they have a fight and one lad punches the other fella and he dies, right? That's manslaughter. That's not murder.
Absolutely.
Now, he didn't... they shouldn't have been fighting. He should go to jail. Absolutely. But he didn't intend to kill him. So there is a difference. Okay. There is a difference.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I agree with you. The fact of the matter is, when America, you know, I have a lot of friends in America, murder is murder. And you're done for life. You're gone.
Oh, yeah.
There's no ifs, no buts about it. You're gone. That's the end of your life. You're there for life. And I think that's a great system. Because it's a great deterrent, you know, and it should be.
Well, the main reason is they've no shortage of prison spaces because prison is privatised. Yeah, so they can put as many people in jail as they like for as long as they like.
Fantastic. It should be done here, so. Yeah.
Well, maybe we need more prisons. Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Mick. Mick, hi, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How's it?
Good. You listened to Robbie there. You know, he said there should be some restrictions. Obviously, they should be treated differently. But maybe, you know, given some level of, you know, humanity, I don't know. Mick, do you care how somebody is treated if they commit a serious crime?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
100%. There's every right that they have when they walk into a prison should be taken off. That's visitation rights, that's every single right that a normal person has on the outside. Everything. Take it away. Into a cell, lock the door, and forget about it. And none of this crack about giving them a pool table, Xboxes, televisions, radios. Work for a couple of hours every day and you get a few quid for the prison to go to a tuck shop. Everything. And none of these fancy meals. You know, everything. Take everything you want. Absolutely everything. And I'll go one even one step further. You were saying there, people, like, you gave an example there of a lad there hitting a lad there. Very same as a youngster or a tug robbed a car, hit somebody, kills them. Like, you know, as one of your callers was saying, psychiatric reports and all this crap. I don't believe in that, Jazz. Everybody from a certain age knows right from wrong. And everyone and all these boys are in the prison for use. Oh, I was a drug dealer, I was this, I was on the book, I was on the crack. That should not even be listened. Everybody knows right from wrong. When you go into a cell for hurting somebody, killing somebody, knocking down somebody there, or even getting into a car full of drinks, and you hit some poor devil calling home, into the cells, forget about it. And every right that you have on the outside is taken. And basic, the very basic food that they can live on, the bare minimum, and that's it.
Bread and water, essentially.
No.
Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
Now, Niall, it broke my heart, and I'm sure it broke everybody else's heart in this country. The young girl...
Ashling Murphy.
That boy A and boy B killed.
Oh, yeah, yes. Anna Kriegel.
Anna, that's right, Niall. Now, that killed me, and I watched her, you know, her parents, and I watched him. Look, everybody watched in horror of what happened there. And as that last guy said, they knew what they were fucking doing.
Can I ask you about the question? In relation, and please, if you know their names, don't name them, because you'll get me into trouble.
I won't be naming them. That's why I'm calling them A and B.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But do you think, because they were trialed essentially as adults, do you believe they should have been named?
I think so. Yes. Of course they should have.
I'm just curious.
Niall, they had all the stuff in the bags, Niall, and the back, in their backpacks, ready to do what they were
They planned it. Yeah. They planned to kill the girl.
Yeah. That was premeditated murder. And to get them, and now I know, and you know, and everybody else on this island knows, that they're in there with the PlayStations.
In Oberstown, yeah.
Yeah, and here, Niall, that's the likes of that scum. That will never be rehabilitated either. I don't care what age they are. They should be down in the hole in Mount Joy.
Reminds you of the Jamie Bulger case in England. Remember the famous Jamie Bulger case?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they went, and what did they do, Niall? What did they do? They went, they got out, they got new lives, they got new...
Identities.
And what did they do then?
There we go, sir. Yeah, he was caught downloading child porn or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. That's, you see, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And the fact of the matter is, these guys have done what they've done, and they know that they're never going to change, Niall. They're broken forever.
Mick, what do you do then when you have Mick, somebody who's a serious criminal? And I started off the show, Mick, by talking about Josef Pelini, who's made an official complaint to the state and the Garda Síochána about the way he's been treated in prison. He was isolated, and also he was attacked on one occasion. Do you care about how he was treated? I mean, you know what he did. He's the man who murdered the two gay men. I won't go into the details of the crime. We all know the details.
Yeah, no, I don't care about that. Or him or anyone else that murdered and raped people and killed people. The Irish government and the Gardaí especially, they should just look at that and say, what's this gobshite on about? Roll it up, throw it in the bin, and fuck him in a hole. Excuse the language.
Brilliant.
And that's it. Look, they're wasting taxpayers' money on people like these. Give them nothing, only bread and water, a bit of hair, a bit of straw in a cell. I'm scared about them. Like, we are paying for their luxury in prison. We shouldn't be paying for the likes of that scum to be getting three square meals a day. Sean said, their little PlayStations and their Xboxes and their LED fucking televisions and all that jazz. Take it all out, bit of hair, bread and water, and if there's a rat in the cell, 11 minutes.
So you're all for the way they would treat prisoners in places like, well, we've heard of the Bangkok Hilton, for example, and places like that where prisoners are treated like animals, essentially. Hardened criminals.
Absolutely. Fantastic. What? Lewis, treat them like animals. That's the way. They went on like animals. Hold on, sorry, Mick. They went on like animals. Treat them like animals. They went in, they snuffed people's lives from you know, and everybody else that's being killed on this island. If they want to go on like animals, let them be treated like animals now. You know, there should be...
But the argument against that, lads, and I'm just giving you the argument against it, is we live in a civilized society. This is not, you know, the year 1500. Like, this is 2024. We live in a civilized society. We don't have the death penalty mm-hmm. anymore. Well, they do in, obviously, the United States and some countries, but we don't have the mm-hmm. death penalty in Europe anymore. And we treat prisoners with a bit more respect because there's a belief that if you treat people well when they come out of prison, and they eventually do come out of prison, they always do, that at least they may then be somebody who's better in society and they won't do it again.
Bullshit.
You believe that, or you believe the fucking...
Tell you what you do. Take a look out the window there,
seeking
you see a
thing
over a moon. Because
I'm not. By the way, Mick, I'm with you. I'm just giving you the counter argument. I'm with you.
Yeah, well.
I mean, any man. Here's the thing. This particular criminal, for what he did to those two men, is a despicable act. And he would have, mm-hmm. by the way, he would have done it to a third man if the third man didn't escape from him, as we all know. He then was a witness, obviously, for the state. So the third man escaped. And what he did was disgusting. It's despicable. I believe he should never, ever see the light of day. And it actually hurts me that he breathes the same oxygen as me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd like to know better than anything else there. And the likes of that boy A and boy B, I'd love to get into their cell.
You know, let's not condone violence, right? I don't want to be condoning violence, but yes, you don't have a huge amount of sympathy for them. I get that. Sorry, Mick.
I wouldn't lower myself to that level, as Sean just
mentioned.
That's how I feel, Mick, you see.
No, I know. And a lot of people are quite passionate about that, particularly in that particular case, the Anna Creagle case, because, of course, she was such a lovely young girl and a life taken so young. By two people who went out, two young lads who went out with the intent to kill her. Now, let me just go to Eddie, is it? Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Noel, you well?
As well as can be expected, I suppose.
That's good. Yeah. Well, you're still 6 foot over the ground, so...
Well, I'm a very busy man, you know what I mean?
you see the lads that you had on there, I thought they were very lenient, because if I was in charge of this country, right, I'd be so fucking strict. If you callously took a life, you're getting a lethal injection. You're getting the death penalty. You don't deserve to breathe the same air as me. And you getting two double life sentences, so you're going to be in prison for 50 years, that's going to cost the state 10 to 20 million that I want spent elsewhere on decent stuff. You don't deserve to breathe the same air. Death penalty.
I said already, Eddie, I'd love to, you know, I wanted to hang them. You know, I did. You know,
when a fella commits a rape or a sexual abuse and he gets 9 or 10 years and he gets out after 4 or 5 on good behavior. Did you show your victim mm-hmm. good behavior? Because I guarantee that girl that you raped, her life is ruined forever. And when she hears you've got out after 4 years, she's going to be looking over her shoulder. What you saw?
I actually don't understand the idea of the word good behavior, because when you're in jail, you're meant to behave yourself.
you should do a full sentence. You get a life sentence of 25 years, you do 25 years. There's no such thing as good behaviour, because your victim didn't get good behaviour. You get exactly what you gave them. You get a sentence of 9 or 10 years, you do 9 or 10 years. I just think we're too soft in this country, and 100% I bring back the death penalty. Your man, I don't care if he's isolated, he's still getting food and drink, and he has a roof over his head, and we've homeless on the bleeding street. I don't care if his liberty's took, he's still living. He doesn't deserve to be breathing the same air as me. And it's costing us, my taxpayers, I want me bollocks off to keep him living.
About 80 or 90,000 a year, I think it is, per prisoner, yeah.
Yeah, per prisoner. And they'll multiply that by what? 40 years, mm. 4 or 5 million that could be spent on bleeding, put into mental health or help the homeless or build some houses. He doesn't deserve
to be living. I'd rather give the 4 or 5 million to the victim's family, to be honest with you.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a great idea.
I'll tell you what,
you know,
and you see the way they're segregated. If word got back to that victim that your man got buggered and battered, that'd give them a crumb of comfort. You know? Yeah. They'd be like,
I'm going to give you the same argument, Eddie. And you know, from an emotional point of view, I agree with everything you're both saying. But the problem is, you know, that we have to deal with the logic of all this. And we live in a civilized society. That's why we got rid of the death penalty.
Oh, hold on, Noel. We live in a civilized society, but these other people in it are uncivilized, so they don't deserve to be in it.
But when it comes to the death penalty, if we kill people as a form of punishment, are we any better than somebody who's a murderer? Because we're essentially, it's state-sanctioned murder, isn't it?
If you cross that line, Noel, and if you murdered somebody, you're essentially have to give your own life up. And that's what this is all about. You see, it's the deterrent, Noel. You see, the fact of the matter is...
But it's not a deterrent. In states in America where they have the death penalty, they have the same amount of homicides.
But what Eddie said here, if people are going in and doing 15 years for murder here in Ireland, as what Eddie said, should you do a good bit of good behaviour here and there, you're probably out in 11, Noel, give and take 12. You know, what's that? What's the use to that to anybody else there that had their loved one murdered? You know, and even, as Eddie said, even a rape, that girl is never going to be the same for the rest of her fucking life. You know, so these people are getting away with, as I'm concerned, is murder. You know, they really are. Like, what's 12 years for killing somebody? It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, see, these laws, Noel, that we have are well outdated, and are well gone. These should be updated straight away. They should be brought in, and, you know, these should be in the Dáil tomorrow. And anybody that commits murder, definitely 30 years straight away. And I don't care.
Say a man that killed them two people and he was going to do another one, but your man got away, right?
Yeah.
So he would have got 3 life sentences. So that's 75 years. He's never coming out. Yeah, we're paying to keep him there for the rest of his days.
But here's the problem in Ireland. That was an unusual situation that he got 2 life sentences, which are consecutive, right? We normally don't give consecutive sentencing in this country. If you kill two people, you serve the sentence as the life sentence at the same time, all right? Which is bizarre, because it means that if you're going to kill somebody, you might as well kill 5 or 6 while you're at it, because you're going to get the same sentence.
It's
bizarre.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. The more you get, and you're only getting 1 sentence. It's crazy. These laws in this country have to be changed, because it's just too easy.
And you won't even do the full life sentence. You could be 25, kill someone, and you could be out by the time you're 42. Still to live the rest of your life. Whereas that family have to live with that all their life that the loved one's gone. Sorry.
It's not the same as, say, you know, losing a loved one in an accident or to cancer or to death or accidental death or whatever. To know that your son or your daughter or your dad or your mom was killed in such a horrific manner and the pain that they would have went through being killed. I don't want to describe this. And this fella
is going to eventually get out while those parents are probably in their 60s or 70s. And that anger's never going to leave. Never going to leave.
And see what Eddie said there, Noel. See the way America do in some county or some states in America. And they have it, you know, the family come in and they watch this person dying. At least they can live their lives. They can leave. And they're knowing that he's dead, and he cannot hurt anybody else. He's not getting back out. He's not going to hurt their family ever again. And I do believe that is a great thing that some states have in America, because it's kind of a closure for them too now, you know. Mm. And that's what Eddie said earlier on. If your daughter was killed or raped tonight, and if you heard that that rapist was killed, or that rapist or that murderer was killed, what are you going to do, Noel? You're going to break out the champagne. Because I would. Of course I would. And I'd be celebrating. You know, because I didn't want them living. I don't want them living, Noel.
Well, hang on. Let me go to Rob. Rob, hi. How are you doing?
Evening, Noel. What's the story? I'm just listening into your conversation here. What is life imprisonment now, anyway? How long is it?
22. Well, generally 22 years, isn't it? Running around that. Yeah, but mind you, it can be anything between 14 and 22. It depends. Murder is 22 years.
Depends on the judge at the end of the day.
Yeah, 22 years. Mandatory life sentence. Right. So mandatory
that'd be
life sentence.
That'd be 44
for him.
Depends
on how much of a good boy he was.
Well, not, yeah, but for him, maybe, but not necessarily, Rob, because if you kill two people, sometimes you'll serve the sentences together. So you don't actually serve them consecutively.
Oh, right, okay.
It's bizarre.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, I just love for that man to be raped every day up there in that chamber, wherever he is. I hope he's listening to this station, to be honest.
But are we as bad by saying things like that? And don't get me wrong, he doesn't deserve our respect. Let's be for clear. But
he doesn't deserve our respect.
But are we as bad by saying, you know, our society is bad by saying we don't care what happens to him? Are we as bad? Because that's bringing out the animal instinct in us then as well. Because
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know from an emotional point of view, of course, that's the way you feel. And that's the way everybody
feels. From an emotional point of view.
Yeah.
Noel, the Muslims have it right when they stoned them to death.
Oh.
And I'll be the fucking throwing the first rock. Absolutely.
But then but hang on. Hang on, Eddie. We live in a civilized society. Where would that all end up?
Noel.
Do you know what I mean? Look what happens in some countries in the world. And they're not only Muslim countries, by the way. It depends on the culture. But look what happens in some countries of the world, the way justice is dished out. That's not the type of society I want to live in.
Okay, Noel. You're going to change your tune. You're married. Say your wife, God forbid, I'm just using her as an example because we're talking, got brutally raped and murdered.
Yeah,
are you going to turn around and be all civilized again?
Oh, no, I'll tell you straight off the bat, the way I feel is I'd personally go out and put a bullet in his head myself. But I'd expect to go to jail for that, mind you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Same as myself.
You change
the same as everybody else.
No, it's not a change of tune, because what I'm trying to do is I want you all, just for a minute, and let me just come back to Rob because he didn't get much time to say. I want us all to separate ourselves from the people that were killed. Not the crime. Obviously, we have to think about the crime. But separate ourselves from the emotional aspect of it and talk about justice. You know, Rob, do you deserve to lose all your rights as a human being when you go into jail? When you commit a heinous crime?
Oh, heinous, right, okay. No, you don't. I don't think so.
Mm.
Because the person could be living with remorse for what they've done. Right?
Yeah. What was that, Rob? They could be living with remorse for a heinous crime.
Yeah, let Rob finish.
They could be remorseful for what they've done.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously not your man.
I don't think he's remorseful.
He was doing that. He was doing that for Allah or someone like that.
Probably.
And that's, by the way, now, just on talking there, that's how, the other chapter said it to you there a minute ago, how stoned it is. That's how some of my people, the gays, are stoned to death in these countries.
Absolutely.
As well.
And that's what I said. I don't want to live in a society where we start taking the law into our own hands. No.
Yeah. You know.
But you just said you'd put a bullet in somebody, Noel.
I know, but no. Absolutely. And I said to you, I'm talking from an emotional point of view. You said it was my wife or my family. The way I feel, I would want to go and put a bullet in their head. But in saying that, I did put a little caveat in there. I would expect to go to jail for doing that.
Yeah, but you'd still do it.
That's the way I'd feel. No, I wouldn't probably do it, to be honest with you, Eddie, because I've never killed somebody and I wouldn't be able to kill somebody, I don't think.
No, I would. If they hurt my family, and if they killed my family, I'd put a bullet in anyone's head that killed them. Of course I would. And I would gladly go do time for them. I'm fucking sure.
I know you're saying that.
Absolutely.
Sean, you're saying that. Okay, and we know we all say we all say
a bit more clever about it, and I'd get them, but I'd get somebody else to do it.
We're all Billy Big Balls here. We're all saying that. That's fine, right?
Nobody else to do it, Eddie.
I'd want to. No, hang on. One at a time.
I would want the enjoyment of doing it myself because I'd want to get it myself done. I'd gladly go to prison for the rest of my life.
Have we not moved on as human beings in a Western society?
How can we move on when
they're killing people? But some people haven't moved on, clearly, because they end up as being murderers. But sorry, Rob, just finish what you were saying there, Rob. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's just, I mean, some could be very remorseful for what they've done.
Yeah, some could, yeah.
Some. Now, here's the thing, though. The lads now would take that as grand. About America with our death penalties and all that. But in America as well, a lot of them are wrongly executed.
Yeah, it has happened.
You know what I'm saying? It still happens.
I interviewed a man here on the air one night and he was on death row for 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a crime he didn't commit.
Well, I think
he didn't commit.
Too late for remorse.
Remorse doesn't give me my loved one back.
Exactly. No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't.
Anna Kriegel is not coming back. And even though if they're the morsels, boy A and boy B, I don't care how the morsels are. They should have got. Now, we quite well know this, guys. They're going to be out in a few years' time. You know, literally. They're going to be out there. They're not going to serve much time because, you know.
Oh, yeah, they'll be out before they're 35, 40, yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Somebody younger now.
Yeah, probably younger, Rob. Yeah, probably.
I say younger, yeah. But, I mean, we must remember the two poor fellas that your man murdered and the third fella who was lucky to get away with his life.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, they need speaking up for.
We've never had a crime. Well, we did the Scissor Sisters. was disgusting. It's a despicable crime. But a crime like that. And you know what, Rob? I felt so sorry for Aidan Moffat and Michael Sneed's victims, or families, should I say. Because I don't think it got the news and it got the headlines that it should have got. It almost went unnoticed at one point, I remember, and I was really angry about it on the air one night.
That's right.
But I actually couldn't say too much because it was going through the courts at the time and I couldn't say an awful lot. It was the most despicable crime. Again, I don't want to go into the details. People know what happened.
No.
I don't want to go into the details, but people know what happened. And it was a despicable crime. Despicable. I couldn't think of anything worse.
To go to two separate houses and how to do all that.
Yeah, oh, plan it, you know, strategically plan it. You know, and the other guy,
the tall fella.
Yeah, you know, he ended up with an eye injury. Did he end up lost the sight of one of his eyes? Didn't he?
He lost it. He lost an eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
One. He was lucky. The poor man was lucky.
Yeah. And by the way, if he hadn't been caught, he had a list of people that he was going to see. He was getting them on Grindr, wasn't it?
That's right. He was getting them on the website, Niall. Yes.
I log out now.
Yeah. All in the name of his religion. You
and
know,
here's here the thing, like, I mean, I've often used that myself, Noel, the Grindr and what have you. I know loads of people who use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
Well, I tell you what, I think that really shook the gay community at the time, or people on Grindr.
Oh, it did. Yeah, I did. It was shocking. It was shocking.
Yeah.
You know?
It shook the whole country. Yeah. And, you know, the gay community, the straight community, it shook everybody. You know? He done what he done, and the likes of that, and the likes of anybody. And I'm not only saying only for him. I'm talking about the whole across the board. These guys should be, Jesus, he should be.
Do you care, Rob, that he's made an official complaint about the way he's been treated in jail?
Yeah,
he said he was isolated. Now, I think he was isolated for his own safety. But
that would probably be upheld, that complaint for him. You know.
Oh yeah.
And he gets some NGO or something in there to fight his case.
What's his official complaint, that he's isolated or he got...
Well, he made a complaint that he was isolated. Now, he was isolated for his own safety, but he also made a complaint that he was attacked in prison. Now, I don't know what the nature of the attack was.
If he wasn't isolated, he would have been attacked on the very first day. So, I don't know what he's on about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool. And he hasn't got a pot to piss in, literally. You know, that would be rubbish there, because, like, you know, he has to be locked up.
How old is he now? He's 50, I think he's 58, isn't he? Think so.
Huh?
I think he's 58, so he's most likely going to die in jail. He's never going to see the light.
You think so now?
Yeah, but he's 58. He got two life sentences. 22 years.
Younger than that now.
We see. I'm looking here. Justice Mary Ellen Ring imposed a mandatory life sentence on each count of murder, which is what 20. Okay, so she sentenced Pellini to 20 years for the attack on Mr. Burke. The sentences will run. They're concurrent. I do apologise. Oh, no, that's even worse.
So it's only one, then. It's only one,
It's one sentence. I do apologise. They're concurrent sentences. So they're running.
So he could get out into his 80s if he lived that long.
Jane, would you just check his age there? Because I forgot.
He's not that old, Eddie.
But, I mean, no, he's not playing with a full deck. He's murdered someone, so he's not right in the head.
23. Sorry, 23. He'd be 58 when I think it was, yeah. Yeah. 23. So he will see the light of day again. Yeah, he will get out. Sorry, I do apologise. Yeah. I apologise to everybody for giving you misinformation there. I thought it was a consecutive sentence.
But then to put a complaint in, right, to the governor of the prison service, to say, I'm isolated, to me that tells me he's not right in the head. I'm isolated. And it's like straight away you go, yeah, you're isolated so you stay alive, pal. You're isolated for your own good. What are you on about?
Mm-hmm.
If we put you in Gen Pop, you won't last an hour.
Weird.
You know
actually,
what I mean?
I have a whole new thinking on the topic now, because I'd actually forgot that they were a concurrent sentence. And this occasion, for some reason, I thought it was a consecutive sentence, which I thought was unusual in this country because they're always concurrent. And the idea that you can kill somebody and you get a sentence for murder, mandatory murder sentence, but if you kill four people or two people or three people, it doesn't really matter. You still get the same sentencing because more or less those sentences run together. Yeah. That's bonkers. Mm-hmm. It's bonkers.
Yeah. Well, that's our system.
He got away lightly, didn't he, Niall?
He did, yeah.
He got away very lightly.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.